the number of people who have come out over the last 20, 30 years has increased exponentially from the 50s and the 60s. And that has fueled in large measure these legal challenges that have been successful. And it's really fueled the whole movement. So the number of people who mm-hmm. come out really does matter.
Oh, yes. And we're everywhere. We always knew it and felt it. And I always knew it would take a while and I wouldn't be the only one showing up on TV that's African-American and willing to say I'm gay. Now we have unique in Maryland, one legislative district that's represented by two open lesbians, one African-American and one non-African-American. And this is a wonderful thing. We participated in a tour of Charles Village, and we got to go to their office and actually have history being in a district that both of the female representatives were lesbians, and two-thirds of the representation in that district. And that's quite remarkable. But that's a change of time.
And those two representatives are, is it Maggie McIntosh?
Tosh and Mary Washington. And I think the cultural changes take longer to happen. But the legal ones open the door and start the process. So it's good, even if it's slow.